For the next hour, we're talking dirt on FM Talk 106.5, a show to help you win the battle against dirt. With information about vacuums, tips and tools to make your job easier. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. Now, here's your Talking Dirt host, David Lord.
Wake up, everybody!
Whoa, I'm awake.
It is David Lord and Tony Lord. This is the A&A Vacuum Show, Talking Dirty. Talking Dirty. Yes, that's the right name for this show. Absolutely. Folks, we are the oldest vacuum store on the Gulf Coast. We're family-owned and operated since 1954 in three generations. We carry the best floor care products ever made, and we guarantee them by adding extra years to the warranty and free tune-ups at no extra charge. And make no mistake, we always have a better deal than Amazon. We do all of our own service work in our stores, so you never call a 1-800 number or have to mail it back. What makes our stores unique is that we have the best service department in the business, and when we finish your repair, it will look, run, and smell like new. In fact, our service department is so good, they're called the Men in Black. That's right, Will. He knows. Folks, these guys don't care where you bought the machine, how much you spent on it, whether it was given to you as a gift, or whether you spent $2,800. I hope you spent it at our store. They want to take your vacuum. They want to service it, clean it, change the filters. They want it looking, running, and smelling like new. Because, as Phil knows, when a vacuum cleaner has filthy filters in them, it's kind of like a fan. A filthy box fan. And Phil, I have to ask this. Do you stick your face in front of a filthy box fan?
Not normally, and not this is an adult.
Yes. And you know why? You know why? Because it's gross. It's absolutely gross. So that's what your vacuum cleaner becomes. It becomes the worst distributor of filth around the home, because remember, that's what a vacuum cleaner does. It doesn't pick up dirt. It picks up filth, germs, and viruses. So it's important to keep the machine running clean. Remember, a vacuum relies on air movement through the machine, free and clear. And you don't want those filters clogged up with things like, pet hair and pet smells and kid smells and more kid smells. Our finest vacuums, folks, are called Infinity Vacuums, which simply means they are the best vacuums ever made with the longest warranties and free service plans ever given, some up to 7 years. And A&A Vacuum is the only stores in the country that carry them. They were invented by us for our customers. We took a look at them and said, we want the best, and then we want to back it up like nobody else can. So basically, here's what I'm saying. Stop going out, whether it's online or at a big box store, and getting a vacuum with a warranty. But because you know what? Warranties are fake news. They don't exist. They're like a mirage or something.
They're worth about as much as the paper it's printed on.
That is exactly right. And quite frankly, it's filled with hurdles that is designed to get you to be uninterested, throw the thing in the garbage can, and usually what happens is you go out and buy the same product, just a more expensive version of it. All right. We have two locations. We got one in Westmobile, about a block west of University on Cottage Hill Road. Telephone number there is 661-3549. In Fairhope, we're a half mile south of Thomas Hospital on Highway 98, right across the street from Cecil's Old Time Feed. Telephone number there is 928-9286. And our website, folks, very, very important because, look, we all like to do research. We all like to see what's out there, what's worth looking at and seeing if we want to take the next step forward and put it in our hands and try it. So go to aavacuum.net. It is literally the best vacuum website anywhere. And the reason is because it's real. You know how you look at websites and they got just pictures that they pull offline. Yeah, I know how to do that. Image of old, decrepit man pushing vacuum, looking very frustrated. And ding, there'll be a picture of me on there. And you can post it on a website. Well, you know what? On our website, it's us. So you're going to see the men in black. You're going to see the guys that are going to work on your floor care equipment, the guys you're going to talk to about what you're interested in. And then if you click on some of the machines, you can get a little just a tutorial of how the machine works.
Yeah, one or 2 minute little videos that give you lots of information compacted into that little video, and it gives you a lot of information without having to make yet the drive.
Yes. So anyway, just remember aavacuum.net. Go to that site, and then from there, hey, all I'm saying is make a trip down to A&A Vacuum. You actually get in a car, drive down to us. I promise you it will be worth the drive. Now, Tone, I think I have about 15 stories.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, come on now.
You know, everybody has been saying that.
Look, right here.
Yeah, no. I bet you got more in your noodle. But I noticed that, and everybody has noticed that the Talking Dirty show is noticeably bereft of Tony Lord stories. Probably blessed being bereft of Tony Lord stories. So I try to make this quick. Folks, this happened last week, and I have to begin by saying that our Lord has blessed my wife and I in just a panoply of different ways. What we lack, He gives to us tenfold in other areas. One of the places where we do lack, unfortunately, is children of our own. But the Lord has given us a pathway to ingratiate ourselves on everybody else's children. So when it comes time for baptisms, we've got our hands raised every single time, say, yeah, hey, we're godparents. We'll be godparents. Not the least of these godchildren, the many that my wife and I have, is little Charlie. He is my grandnephew. Doesn't that sound grand as it is? But one of the many godchildren. And last Sunday, when the weather was overcast, although the rain was capricious as could be, it would rain and then stop and rain and stop. Well, my wife Joanne and I found ourselves over at Charlie's house. He was there with his mama and his, as he calls her, Gigi, his grandmother, who's my sister, and kind of like in my eyes, the kind of matriarch that has passed the great traditions on. And there was always fear of when the next rain gust was going to come, but he's a five-year-old. He's got to get out there and stretch his legs. There's only so many games he can play inside and books he can read. So it was perfect timing because my wife wanted to play with the pets, and imagine that. And then my niece wanted to type on something. So I grabbed little Charlie myself, and it was important. His Gigi, Susie, said, go out to our shed, pick a little walking stick, which we did, and went around the block. And he saw all kinds of things. He looked all over the place. All the time, I'm being quite vigilant of the gray clouds overhead. But there was always something else he could see. So by the time I said, let's start making it back, we turned around. We were a few blocks away from the house, and the sky spoke. It wasn't just a piddling rain. It was a deluge that came down on us. And all I could hear as I'm trying to get him home, going, oh, my Lord, I'm soaked, is this five-year-old cackling the whole time. He had the best time ever. There were no expensive games, no consoles, no internet. It was just he and his granduncle out walking around, batting grass and leaves, and getting rained on.
Oh, yeah, but when they get to the house, only he gets this treatment. They all have towels waiting for them. Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Okay, so, Tony, that's the last story you ever get to tell. I want the rest of them. Okay, folks, we're going to be right back. This is David and Tony Lord, A&A Vacuum and Talking Dirty. We're going to be right back.
Very good.
More Talking Dirt is on the way. Now, here's your Talking Dirt host, David Lord.
Okay, guys, we're back. This is David Lord. Oh, thank you. He turned me up. See, you can't keep a good man down. He tried to turn me down, but not me.
No, he turns it up for you, turns it down for me. I'm a bit insane.
I kind of like that, though. Folks, this is A&A Vacuum Art. We have two locations, one in West Mobile, about a block west of University on Cottage Hill Road. The telephone number there is 661-3549. In Fairhope, we're about a half mile south of Thomas Hospital on Highway 98. Telephone number there is 928-9286. Our hours are 8 to 5 during the week, 8 to 4 on Saturday. And our website is AA Vacuum, V-A-C-U-U-M, AAVacuum.net. It's real people, real Mobile people, lived here our whole life. And this is what we do, and you're going to see exactly what we do and how we do it. So on that note, we wanted to take a moment to praise. We've got a new business that has moved in next to our West Mobile store. And they started about a year ago.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, I believe it is worth the wait. And Tony, I want you to take this time to talk about them.
Absolutely. The owner's name is Fabian Leon. Wonderful guy, and David is absolutely right. This has been something we've been waiting on for about a year, if not more than that. And the poor man has wanted to get this business set in place. It's a place of Mexican desserts.
Yes.
Wonderful things that you've got to see so you can believe. You know, he's been working on this and has had to go through so many hurdles to get it open. They are finally open, and there was a write-up on his Facebook page that was beautiful and indicative of himself and his entire family, and I thought I'd love to read this wonderful encomium here if I could, but I would definitely urge everyone out there to look on his Facebook. The name of the business is Jefe Paleta, J-E-F-E-P-A-L-E-T-A. But I'll begin his little write-up here. This is Fabian talking. We finally open Jefe Paleta. My cousin Caesar and I grew up working in our family's Mexican restaurants in Mobile. We dreamed for years of having our own restaurant selling paletas. These are Mexican popsicles filled with fruit and flavors. Paletas are street snacks in Mexico, and we ate them in the summers when we visited our family. We've been posting on social media about this store for almost 2 years, but opening took longer than we planned. We made some bad decisions, tried to go around the red tape to do some of the construction faster ourselves. Those mistakes cost us time and money, and we had to back up and hire an architect. If we had done things correctly the first time, we could have opened a year ago. Instead, we paid rent out of our pockets for every month we weren't open. There were times I wanted to quit. I would drive by the empty building, and it hurt to look at. The hurricane blew away our sign that said coming soon, and we just let it go. It had been a humbling experience, but thankfully, our landlord was patient and wanted us to open right away, so he lowered our rent to help us out. We finally opened.
Hey, you don't have to tell that part. Oh, no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Everybody's going to be yelling. What about me? But no, we finally opened last Friday, it continues. At the end of that first day, I got on my knees and thanked God. The first days have been so good. I will always cherish this business and strive for excellence. The name is Jefe Paletas, which means popsicle boss. We have 28 flavors of paletas right now, but the possibilities are endless. One of the best sellers is the queso fresco with caramel. It's vanilla ice cream mixed with white cheese and filled with caramel on the inside. This is from a favorite treat my mom made for us with caramel and queso fresco in a tortilla. We freeze the vanilla ice cream in molds and leave it hollow inside. We pour in the caramel, add the stick, and continue to freeze. the caramel gushes in your mouth. We are barely scratching the surface with ingredients. We have avocado paletas, mango chile paletas, and spicy and sweet. The spicy enhances the fruit. We haven't even gotten to mint and chocolate yet. Sometimes an idea tastes terrible the first time we make it. But we have other snacks, including Mexican street corn that mixes mayonnaise, sour cream, lime juice, salt, hot sauce, and corn. Let me tell you, folks, they've got flavors that you would have heard of, like, you know, things like watermelon and cherry. So they do have a panoply of different flavors. Now, the fresh fruit, this kind of fresh fruit that they gather is easily available in Mexico. There's creativity and craft that goes into the paletas and snacks sold on the street. We want to honor this, he says. And he continues on, Mobile is a melting pot, and there is so much culture here. It is a huge blessing to be an American. Life is harder in Mexico. Our fathers crossed the border in the 70s. My dad picked strawberries, and Caesar's dad worked on a chicken farm. President Reagan provided amnesty for immigrants, and our dads signed the papers. They worked in restaurants in Atlanta, then came to Mobile. La Cochina is one of their restaurants here. I am proud of their entrepreneurship and the good lives they gave us. We want to keep working hard and passing that down to our children. Our wives have also been a big part of this. They see things we don't see. We're already talking about opening another location. Ice cream, they say, makes people happy. The opening days have been so good, and all I can do is give glory to the Lord. This store isn't just about us or Paletas. It's about the people who come in. We want to bring light and be a blessing to the community. Now, I tell you, you read something like that, and I can promise you, when you meet Fabian and meet his entire family who work there, you'll see this write-up come to life. And this is something indicative of most small businesses that are family-run. Look, we got to go out there. We have to sell things, and we've got to make money. It's a necessary evil. We know what it's for. We're not stupid. It puts roofs on houses. It puts food on plates. But there is a purpose that we're all talking about, these family-owned businesses. The Greeks called it teleos, purpose, and Judeo-Christian values have taken it and have run with it ever since. It's not about making money. It's about building a life and building a family, and not just blood relatives, although that's so important, but an entire community. And that's what Fabian's talking about here. He didn't do this all by himself. He had David, my brother, who's his landlord. He's the one that helped him out lowering the cost of these things. And this is all so we can build a community.
Well, and Tone, you said it right. What a fine family, and what a great place. I say it all the time. I've said it to our children. Go anywhere you want. At the end of the day, we got paradise right here. And it's because our parents didn't just happen to land here. They came to the Gulf Coast because it was a place to raise children and have a great family, and they did raise seven children. And I can't even remember how many grandchildren.
Oh, my Lord. Well, it's insurmountable.
It's in the 30s. I don't even know. We have to wear name tags when we get together. But, you know, my daughter calls me last Sunday, and it was, I'm going to say 6:30 or so. And she said, listen, you don't have enough room here. We don't have enough parking places. It's packed. And sure enough, she was having, she and her husband were at Jefe Paletas, and she had the mango chili. And she loved it. Her friends were there. It was a great place to meet, a great place to have a good time. And, you know, you say the same thing about a vacuum cleaner store. Who in the heck would care about that? The reason we have made it since 1954 and three generations is because our community.
Yes.
And they could go buy a vacuum, anywhere they wanted, and they could do it on their phone. You know, people say sometimes, yes, you don't have any competition. Are you kidding? Every single cell phone is our competitor.
Yes.
And they could actually order the vacuum they wanted in our store if that's what they wanted to do. But they choose to make a drive to our store or to Jefe's, and they choose to come in and spend money with us. We are lucky. We are blessed. It's so funny because long before I met Fabian, we had been going to La Cucina for forever.
Yes.
I brought the whole family, and we had a great time. So they did it well there. He's doing it well here. We are very, very lucky and blessed to have him. So, listen, we took up the whole segment with him.
I hope you appreciate it,
Fabian,
buddy.
You owe me $5,000. Folks, we're going to be right back. This is David and Tony Lord talking dirty. We'll be right back.
More Talking Dirt is on the way. Now, here's your Talking Dirt host, David Lord.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's actually Tony Lord. David's getting himself ready and geared up. I took up almost two segments, and he's got a lot of catching up to do. You are listening to the Talking Dirty Show. We are from A&A Vacuum. I'm Tony Lord with my brother David Lord. And across the table moderating is Mr. Phil. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty darn well.
You know, it's nice to hear your voice. I thought, I'm glad you're here.
I'm present.
Good to see you.
Folks, we got two locations. We've got one in Mobile. It's 5301 Cottage Hill Road. The number out there is 661-3549. We've also got a store in Fairhope, Baldwin County. It is 19551 Greeno Road. That's also Highway 98. The number out there is 928-9286. Give us a call at both locations. We are open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. We are open on Saturday from 8 to 4. Sundays, you're out of luck, folks. However, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can look at our website. And I can't stress it enough. It's aavacuum.net. That's aavacuum.net. This is really the greatest website for vacuums ever, if I'm going to be modest here. But it's not only great in the ability to be able to get lots of information, all the lineup that's in our store, but it's easy to navigate through. So if you're just interested in looking at all of our products, you can do that. Or if there are certain categories that you're interested in, you know, shampooers or our Infinity vacuums, you can click on that. It will take you right to it. You'll also find little tutorial videos, just little compacted infomercials, 2 or 3 minutes long, and it's packed with a lot of information. So aavacuum.net, look it up.
All right, folks, obviously we've been in the business, we say this all the time, since 1954 and three generations. Our dad really started all this. And we've had the benefit of working with him for many years. And, of course, in the process, hopefully learning from his mistakes and learning from our own mistakes. Now, of course, Tony and I are the kind of people that like to hit our hand with a hammer and go, ow, that hurts. Ooh, let's try it again.
Yes.
Hey, you know what? It still hurts. Ow, that hurts. So we like to make the same mistakes a lot. And in the last 35 years, there is a very legitimate question we get asked on a regular basis. In fact, sorry, Allie, I'm picking on you today. My daughter called me one time. Dad! I said, what? What, honey? Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Have you seen this? I saw a video. This new vacuum that washes the floor and the car. It's the coolest thing. And it has good reviews online. And here's the problem, by the way. It was a Bissell Crosswave, if you want to know the truth.
Yes.
So let me kind of explain what we do. You know, we get asked, do you carry this product? And if not, why? Well, about 35 years ago is when the first time I learned a very, very valuable lesson. And again, like I said, we've had to learn it over and over again. And it starts all the way back in 1987, the shorts were short. No, it was a good life. In 1987, the Regina Company, Regina Housekeeper, they came out with that line. And now, Regina had been a very big name for many, many years. It was a name I had heard of long before I was ever in the business. And they had something that could literally set the vacuum world, the rest of it, on its heels. They were the first people to come out with onboard tools. I know everybody's laughing about that. You know, that was back when the wheel was invented, too. But truly, back in that day, there were only a couple of vacuums that actually could use attachments. But, oh, my gosh, it was the worst thing ever. Hoover had this, and so did Eureka, had this thing that you fit up under the vacuum and tried to clip it on, and the suction was so bad because it was an afterthought. They didn't build the vacuum with tools in mind. Later, somebody said, hey, how can we get some attachments on this thing? So they rigged up a way to do it, and it couldn't pick up ashes out of an ashtray. It was horrible. Mm-hmm. So here Regina came up with this great idea, this vacuum, top filling. So you open up the top, you pull the bag out of the top, really way ahead of its time, onboard tools with actually very, very good suction. So if I'm only imagining an infomercial today, man, would it look good in comparison to the products around it. It would be state-of-the-art stuff. Here's the problem. They made it so poorly. Mm-hmm. How a vacuum works today is a whole different thing than how it works 6 months from now. From the very top to the very bottom and all the guts in between was 1,000% of the cheapest plastic you could make it out of. So let me tell you, if I showed it to you, it demonstrated extremely well. Well, my dad actually went in, his best friend was high up with the company, and he hired my dad because everywhere my dad went, it didn't matter what he was selling, they knew he was going to take care of his customers. So what a great reputation to have. So they go around selling this product to other vac stores. And let me tell you, hey, for the first time, we're like ahead of all the big box stores. We got the newest, coolest stuff out there. And so the problem is, since it was poorly made, it fell apart. Now, we knew it. We saw it. We tried every way to fix it and make it work. And the problem is, Dad, they kept assuring Dad, we got this fixed. We got it under control. Well, later on, they were having breakfast, getting ready to go to a dealer. Mm-hmm. And while they were having breakfast, his best friend picked up the Wall Street Journal, and on the front page was that Regina was in trouble because they had been lying to stockholders. What happened is they sold product like it was going out of style. They did not admit to how many were coming back. So what they did real quick, before anybody could check them out, is they reboxed every one of those machines and put it in the warehouse. So it was like, this company is state of the art. They've got everything handled. And it was all broken stuff. So we've learned a few things over the years. And it goes kind of like this. I don't care who makes it. I don't care how much it is. It doesn't matter. All floor care products break. Period. Yeah. It's simple as that. And folks, if they did not break, we wouldn't exist. I'm in the vacuum or floor care repair business. I would be standing out with a sign that says, "We'll work for food," even though that's a lie. I really won't work hard. But I will take the food. But the problem is, the best vacuums will break, and they've got to be taken care of and serviced. The number one question for us as well as a consumer to ask is, what is the warranty and how is it handled? How is it handled? Today, in 2021, I can ask a very big company that question, and they will go, it is astounding. They want you to sell a $900 vacuum, and then when you bring up the word warranty, they literally fall apart. That brings me to the next thing. If warranty is done properly, let's all be honest with this, it's very expensive to do. Because the fact is, companies make money by selling product for a profit. They don't make money by fixing it over and over and over for free. So that's the reason. You can buy it online. You can go to the big box store. You can buy the extended warranty. Don't make me tell that story anymore, Phil. Don't make me. I'm not going to say it because I don't even like saying that word. I can't say it. Yeah, I said it once. I slipped up. I'm sorry. It's a bad word. But you can buy that, and it still doesn't matter. They want you to jump through hoops. They want you to get bored and tired with it. And, hey, by the way, that at the end of my story about the warranty, I threw it in the dumpster. Paul was so upset with me. But I'm sorry. Life is too short to be chasing a big company down to say, I like my vacuum. I just want it fixed. It's less important that we carry everything at A&A Vacuum. It's far more important that what I carry is the best and that they can provide parts for me. Because let me tell you, I could buy the Bissell Crosswave and sell them like it was going out of style.
Yes.
And let me tell you, when they fall apart and I tell you, I'm so sorry, parts availability is horrible. And by the way, they really want you to box it up. I mean, they expect me to tell you this. Box it up and mail it to them, and they will take care of you. Well, let me tell you, if you're a reasonable person, you're never coming back to my store again. Big box stores might be able to get away with it because you're still going to go in and buy pens and erasers and dog food and whatever else. But my goodness, to spend good money on a vacuum and be handled that way is just insane, especially when we know these companies are making plenty of money. But that's really what has driven our store over the last 35 years is the ability to look at product and say, hey, we love it. We would take it and sell it today. But if they're not going to back it up, that means they don't have confidence in it. So I can't have confidence in it. So forgive us if we don't carry everything, but what I will say is we carry the best, and I can promise you this, we will back it up better than any company or, quite frankly, any manufacturer. And really what we do with our products, and we let our manufacturers know, is we take their warranty, which, by the way, most of them, as good as they are puny warranties.
Yes.
And we expand them. We extend the warranties and we give free tune-ups with all the products we sell so that it becomes a much, much better deal. Because, again, you can buy a great vacuum and all you got to do is have one hiccup and it's $125 to repair. So let me tell you, that takes a $150 vacuum up to $300 very,
yes,
very quickly. Okay, on that note, Phil is saying, shut up, Dave. So, folks, this is David and Tony Lord, A&A Vacuum, talking dirty. We're going to be right back. We got one more segment. Don't change that dial.
More Talking Dirt is on the way. Now, here's your Talking Dirt host, David Lord.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's actually Tony Lord, but don't fear. David is right now. He's to my right. David Lord, I'm Tony Lord. Across the table, we got Mr. Phil, who is the moderator. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Since last segment. I was just saying.
That's it, babe. Look alive, man. Look alive. That's all I can say.
You can be my wingman anytime. So. Folks, we got two locations. We've got one in West Mobile, 5301 Cottage Hill Road. It's about a block and a half west of University on Cottage Hill. The number out there is 661-3549. Over in Baldwin County, we've got one in Fairhope, 19551 Greeno Road. That's Highway 98. It's less than a mile south of Thomas Hospital on 98, right across the street from Cecil's Old Time Feed. Give me a call out there at 928-9286. We are open from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4 on Saturday. Folks, check out our email. Or not our email. Don't look at my email. That's what the FBI is trying to do right now.
The government's already doing it.
But no, our website, however, is open for all. It's aavacuum.net, aavacuum.net. It is easy to navigate through. It's easily the best vacuum website you'll ever find, and it's a great way to simply just do comparison shopping, if you will. Quite frankly, our website will take you to other brands' websites, so it just makes it very simple to navigate through. It'll give you our whole lineup. If you're interested in particular, if you have particular interests, for example, if you're wanting to look at the Infinity vacuums David was talking about in the last segment, there is a section for Infinity vacuum. Click on it, and you'll go there. If you want to know about our shampooers, which David's going to talk about in this segment, there's a little place for that. Click on it. It'll take you there. You might even get lucky and get a tutorial video, which will give you a ton of explanation in about 2 or 3 minutes. So check that website out, folks.
Yes, and Tone, have we ever said this before? Folks,
oh yeah,
we like to brag about the most expensive carpet shampoo rental in the world.
Does make my heart feel good.
In the world. And there's a reason for that. We went out and made sure to get the best carpet shampooers. Again, something that anyone could handle. Mm-hmm. And then we do something that no one else does. So basically, here's how it goes at most places. You go down to the store. It could be a drug store. It could be anywhere.
Yes.
And they you'll see them lined up. Mm-hmm. It's usually like a rug doctor or something like that. Nothing wrong with rug doctor.
Yes.
That's not what I'm complaining about. But you go in, all right, you rent the machine for $39.95, and then you buy some chemical that's really, compared to what we got, is watered down. Then, okay, I got to get some stain remover. So you buy some of that. If you don't do that, the really smart guys, they get a big pot and they start mixing stuff in. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of bleach, a little bit of Clorox. I already said that. A little bit of Comet. That's it. And yes, you've just made a bomb or some sort of gas, mustard gas or something. I don't know. And then they'll go, wow, that really cleaned the carpet. And okay,
the
whatever.
Carpet's gone.
So we decided to go a whole different way. Yes. And because, again, we're a small family business, we literally can do things that the bigger stores couldn't possibly do. So we got the Bissell Commercial, very important distinction to be made. Bissell and Bissell Commercial are two totally different divisions, and thank goodness for that.
Yes.
This machine has two motors. It heats the water. It's got a rotating brush to lift the nap of the carpet and allow you to do a better job shampooing. It's very easy to set up. And what we do, when you come in, we show you how it works. We show you how to break it down. We end up loading it in the car for you and unloading it when you pull back up. When you rent our shampooer for $59.95, whew, that's a lot of money. $59.95. All right. It includes tools. It includes the shampoo. Now, this shampoo, look, you can get shampoo anywhere. This is the best. It does the best job on stains. It was really designed to totally get rid of odors. Look, we got 5 pets. And with our little dachshund that we've gotten, let me tell you, she can stand outside. We'll stand outside with her for 30 minutes. Come on, honey. Come on.
Yeah.
Please. Please go. Please go. Okay. Nothing. We walk in, and the first rug she goes to, she squats and is like, you've got to be kidding
indeed.
Me. So we almost leave the shampooer out all the time right now. Well, this stuff is so terrific because it'll totally get rid of the odor. It'll totally get rid of the stain. And the odor that's left behind is absolutely phenomenal. And I always let anybody that's about to rent smell the shampoo. You get the shampoo, I promise you, I don't care how big your house is, you got more than enough to handle your entire house, and you will have some left over. You get a bottle of stain remover. This is the best stuff ever. Gets rid of blood, gets rid of just about anything out there, and you can pre-treat your worst stains with that before you get started. I promise you, and by the way, you get the tools with it.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to do it, which, by the way, is extra anywhere else you go,
that's right.
This will all be included. So if you want to do, like for me, my recliner, and I can't blame the filth on my recliner on anybody else but me, but what a great thing to be able to go take care of. But all of that comes with it, and here's what you can always know. The second it's returned to the store, it doesn't go near the floor. It goes straight to the back. We take it apart piece by piece, and we clean every ounce of it because our rule of thumb is, and it should be for the rest of these companies out there, but it's not. We've spent a year and a half, folks, in a bunker with triple masks on our face. Somebody asked me I needed one more. I think it was on a dating site. But you spend all this time trying to avoid viruses and germs. And what do? We take some nasty machine home that's never been cleaned. You use it in your home. You're cleaning with someone else's dirt. And when you get through, you go, my gosh, it smells worse now than before I started.
Yes.
With ours, I promise you, you're going to step back and say, we will never call someone else out here again. We can do it. We can decide whether we really want to move furniture or not. I can't tell you. I always move the furniture. I'm pretty lazy. But that's your decision to make. You got 24 hours with it. And let me say real quick, I actually got an email, Tone.
Oh,
I mean, I actually
wonderful.
Got one on our website, and it was a lady named Nikki Crenshaw. And her husband listens to this show. And so she emailed us, and my wife answered back that, yes, we had it. They came right on down. They got it. She called me. She goes, look, if you want to charge us for an extra day, I probably shouldn't say this. If you want to charge us for an extra day, we can't, don't have the ability to return
sure.
it right now. And look, it was Saturday. I said, keep the thing. See you Monday morning.
Yes.
We're good. They were so wonderful. They were so pleased. And again, the miracle of this whole thing is that a young couple listened to our radio show and said, you know what, let's take a chance on those guys.
Yes.
And they came down, and I'd like to think that when they were through, they said, you know what, that was worth the drive. And so, again, thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Crenshaw. I so appreciate it. In fact, I got so excited I hit the microphone with my hand because I'm getting carried away here. But I so appreciate that. And to everyone out there,
yes.
I am so pleased that you come in and go, here, we want to get some bags for our machine. And by the way, who's this guy next door?
Yes.
And it's Jefe Paletas, Fabian Leon and his family. Please go visit them. They are a wonderful family to patronize. And folks, this is Mom and Dad taking us home, so it's time to go. Thank you so much for listening to us again. We'll see you next week. And Katie Bug, I love you, and I'm coming home.
He's come to know. Ooh. He said he